This report came as a result of a study that we did on relevant documents on the peace agreement and reports from different media groups and other institutions, but most importantly, reports collected by our peace monitors around the country. So we put together this report, and the findings include the fact that we are over 75% into the transitional period, and most of the commitments of the peace agreement have not been accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that we cannot now accomplish all the commitments within this transitional period. The agreement did not succeed in ending violence, restoring stability, reforming public institutions, and improving the life conditions of the ordinary citizens in our towns and villages around the country. We made quite a number of recommendations to help in the process of revitalization of this peace agreement. On our part, we say the agreement has not succeeded to deliver on its commitment. We have realized that even from the time the agreement was signed, situations were a little better. So today, the situation is even worse than the time the agreement was signed.
What issues remain at stake in as far as the implementation of the peace agreement is all about?
Well, first, it requires a revisit of the entire peace process. And this comes up handy in the high-level revitalization forum proposed by IGAD. And we feel that this revitalization forum should be used, improve, identify, first of all, the challenges, what made the agreement derail, and then now draw a roadmap that will help us implement this agreement in an expedited manner within a very short time frame so that we're able to take South Sudan out of this endless cycles of transition. The first recommendation is that all stakeholders should be allowed to participate in the revitalization forum. The participation should be on equal footing, and these stakeholders should include the non-state actors like the civil society, faith-based groups, the women groups, youth groups, and then the state, the state actors as well, the transitional government, all political forces, and also the armed groups within and outside the country, so that at least everyone comes to the table and all these grievances that continue to roast our country in crisis should be addressed once and for all, and then we move together as one people and one country to a better future. The second recommendation is that stakeholders should all agree to the agenda prior to commencement of the forum. We also recommended that once this agreement is revitalized, now the revitalization commitments are signed, it should start with incorporation of the provisions of the peace agreement into the transitional constitution. This was something basic, but we just ignored it when the implementation started. And so we are running with an agreement that is not part of our laws, which is a problem legally. There should be the permanent constitution process that should develop and produce the constitution within 8 months of the revitalized transitional period. And the next is that the elections commission should also move faster, should be reconstituted once the permanent constitution is out, and then this commission should work to conduct elections within 26 months of the enactment or the commencement of the revitalized peace agreement.
Progress on the implementation of the peace agreement appears to be clouded in obscurity. Are they supposed to be hopeful? Is there a hope that the peace agreement will come back to life?
We should not lose hope completely. The fact that we have the opportunity to still re-engage in the peace process is important, and that we utilize this opportunity to effect the change, and that we should not lose hope as citizens. It's a difficult situation, and but we can't lose hope. We should remain focused and continue to contribute constructively at all levels.